Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday DriveCast, the day of the week when we venture off the weekly teaching topic, going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. Today's topic is carrying our cross. And no doubt the first picture that comes to mind is our Lord Jesus carrying his cross on the way out of Jerusalem to the place to where he was crucified. And that image should be our primary thought. Yet approximately halfway into Mark's gospel, Jesus addresses a crowd along with his 12 disciples, saying these words. And I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 8, verse 34. And it reads like this. If anyone wishes to come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And it's this metaphor of carrying our cross as Christ followers that I want to highlight today. Because obviously it's a metaphor, for none of us are literally carrying crosses on our backs on a daily basis. But the metaphorical cross that Jesus calls us to carry, it assumes many different shapes and sizes. We may have to be content with mundane tasks in limited areas of service, when we believe that our abilities are better suited for greater work. Or we may be required to continually cultivate and garden in the same field or ground year after year, even though it apparently yields no harvest whatsoever. We may be asked of God to nurture kind and loving thoughts about the very person who's wronged us, to speak gently to them, to take their side when others oppose them, to show them sympathy and comfort. Or we may have to openly testify of Jesus before those who don't want to be reminded of him. And we may be called to walk through our day with a smile on our face while our hearts are broken. Yeah, there's many crosses to carry, and they're heavy at times and painful, and it's unlikely that we'd seek any of them out on our own. Yet our Lord Jesus is never as near to us as when we submit to our crosses, lift them up on our shoulders, and carry them with a patient and uncomplaining spirit. And it's through these cross-carrying experiences that Jesus draws closer to us, to mature us in wisdom, increasing our courage so that we can be a greater use to him and to others. For the only place that we grow is under the load. So I don't know what kind of load you may be under today. And if you're not under a load, I bet you know someone who is. And as we close out today's DriveCast, I invite you to join me in a brief prayer asking Jesus to help us carry our cross as well today. If you'd like to join me, let's pray something like this. Jesus, the scripture we talked about today connects Christ's followers with the characteristics of self-denial and cross-carrying. I'm asking for your help in both of these areas. I know I'll never learn faith in comfortable surroundings. So in the midst of cross-carrying, teach me to trust you and to thank you for walking with me along the way. Amen. And so this concludes today's DriveCast. I pray that your weekend is a safe and a happy one. And for those of you who are carrying crosses, that you bear up under the load. Remember to worship with us in person at one of our locations or join us via Sundays on our live stream at 9:30 or 11 o'clock. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.